from Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network. Waking up and Dr. B who stepped across the line. With lots of watching, took control of the first one of its kind. So listen to your radio.
Now, I've complained about this next topic a few times. You might notice I complain about a few things along the way. It's in my nature. I don't know if it's complaining or just pointing out the deficiencies of certain policies of the government put forth, and I'm, you know, in a position to say something about it, so I do. Waters of the United States is one of those, the clean water rule, if you will, that would reach all the way into the mud puddles on my property. I'm watching it snow right now, and when that snow runs off, if even there's a temporary waterway on my property, it would have given the federal government the opportunity to come into my property, dictate to me how I'm going to do things on private property. You would forfeit a lot of private property rights in my expectation. My next guest, Darren Bax, research fellow in agricultural policy at the Heritage Foundation. Darren, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And But I'm confused because I thought for the most part the clean water rule had, for lack of a better term, already evaporated.
Yeah, I wish it had. Unfortunately, there are a couple things. One of the courts, the Sixth Circuit, had issued a stay that blocked enforcement of the rule, but lifted that stay. So, and that was in response to a technical issue addressed by the Supreme Court. So technically, the EPA and court could enforce the rule. And the other thing that I think a lot of people were happy about is President Trump has made it clear he wanted to get rid of this Waters of the United States rule, referred to as the WOTUS rule, and the EPA and court are doing so. But the problem is, even if the EPA and court come up with the greatest rule possible, there's going to be all kinds of lawsuits challenging the rule. And any future administration can always get rid of that rule. So really, Congress needs to take action to address what it means to be a Waters of the United States so that we don't violate people's property rights.
Well, I appreciate that I thought it was just an executive order. You're talking about or something of that nature, but because this didn't go through Congress, it's an EPA mandate, right? It's not something set up and that's gone through the proper channels.
Yeah, the Clean Water Rule, or the WOTUS Rule, the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers issued a rule. Basically, they were interpreting what the term Waters of the United States means under the Clean Water Act. And what they've been doing for really decades, actually, has been interpreting that term in a very expansive way to basically try to cover almost any water you can imagine, like the puddles you were talking about. And then in 2015, the Obama administration published this clean water rule, which actually took things to a whole new level and just goes way overboard. Covers ditches, covers, you know, like
mud puddles,
a depression of land, and that would be potentially a Waters of the United States. So the Trump administration, the EPA and Corps now are moving to get rid of that 2015 rule. But even so, different groups are going to challenge the administration's ability to even do that. And then future administrations can always try to come back and create another egregious rule. So Congress needs to clarify in law.
This brings me to what I read yesterday about a judge in Northern California saying the administration had broken the law for not enforcing an EPA rule that had been put forth. How is that even possible? First of all, the EPA was created by an executive order, was not created by Congress. They have their own bureaucrats that create rules and then have all the power to enforce that rules. They can take your property. They can take your money. They can take your freedom if they don't like what you did. This is not the way it's supposed to. This is completely unconstitutional in my observation of the American Republic. And yet here we are debating this about whether it's legal or not legal to get rid of a rule put forth by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats. Where am I wrong?
Yeah, it's a great point. Now, what they're going to say, and this is a big problem, is they'll say that the EPA and Corps are issuing the rule because Congress has given them the authority under the Clean Water Act. The problem is that
the Congress didn't ever. I don't care what they say.
Where Congress has the lawmaking power, and it's up to Congress to pass the laws. They have the lawmaking power, not the agencies.
That's correct.
If Congress wanted to delegate any power to the agencies, it should be very clear that the agencies are simply filling in the gaps at most. But what's happened over the years and over time is that Congress has delegated away so much power to the agencies and delegated very broad laws like passed a law to have clean water and then just gave the agencies the right to kind of determine how to do that. And then the courts, instead of saying, hey, that's unconstitutional, Congress, you're giving away your power, the courts have said, you know what, we're just going to allow it. And that's the problem.
Well, that's where we have to draw the line there, because that's wrong, because it's not in the EPA's purview to be able to dictate the rules. Calling them rules is just silly, because they are laws. Because if the rule says you can't do this on a wetland, or you can't do this with a waterway, that's not a rule, that's a law. Because if you break the rule / law, you can be fined, as we saw out west, tens of thousands of dollars a day. You can have your property confiscated, and you can be thrown in jail. You can lose your liberty and your freedom. I mean, this is not a rule. This is a damn law. Call it for what it is. And that's why it's wrong. And that's why somebody somewhere has to stand up and say, this isn't right.
I completely agree. And it's important to understand that it does have criminal penalties, like you pointed out. And that's really important. But this applies not just in the clean water area, as you know, but across the board. The Congress has just been giving away its power. And I think this is a big problem. The Congress needs to step in and start to take back its power and to be accountable and to use its lawmaking power, stop giving that power to bureaucrats that can actually, as you said, take away our liberty.
So where do we go from here, Darren? I mean, the fact of the matter is, you've got this judge in the last couple of days in Northern California saying the Trump administration broke the law by not enforcing a rule. And they're saying the EPA must enforce the rule or the administration broke the law. You see how it gets all convoluted, becomes a complete...
Yeah, it does.
Becomes roadkill.
I think, all right, so two things. So on the, just for the immediate thing as it relates to the clean water rule, you know, Congress can take specific action to define, to provide some clarity so that the agencies, the EPA and the Corps, aren't the ones that are making up these absurd rules as relates to what's covered under the Clean Water Act. So Congress can do that on that issue, but doesn't mean they will. But then there's a broader structural issue of government that we're talking about, and that's where we need some very significant reform of the regulatory process and just the lawmaking system. And there is some legislation out there to try to do that, but you know it's going to be a challenge. But that's something that people it's very difficult to address these laws on an ad hoc basis, like a whack-a-mole situation, like it's just this water rule and this air rule, and it's too difficult. The problem is that the whole system is designed and set up to create more and more government without congressional real input, and the Congress and the courts just deferring to these bureaucrats.
There's the problem. We need to gut that whole system, and maybe in Donald Trump's second term we'll get to that. Darren Bax, greatly appreciate your time from the Heritage Foundation Research Fellow and Agricultural Policy, among other things. Darren, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right. And speaking of the government, if you're having trouble with the IRS, you need to have a good friend on your side, like my friend Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's out there protecting folks. He should be out there protecting you. If you got the IRS coming your way, it also means that the state of Michigan is probably also coming your way. He's there to help you. Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions. You need a professional on your side. All you need is your area code here in Michigan, and then tax.com. 906-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com, 517-TAX.com. Tell them Steve sent you. Talk soon.